And now for something
fucking weird.
That'll make you sing.
Sartar is a
crap-out old stupid son of a bitch.
And the Sarklage
is such a crock of shit.
Take it away, Robster.
So he said,
suck my dick, there's a future in it.
Okay.
What was that?
We're not sure.
We assumed it was a shooting star or some such, but we sent an investigator there anyhow.
This familiar scene is any weekday morning. The place? Well, any of the Navy's many office buildings.
Just then a clown
suddenly felt a pain in his
ass!
And he cried and said,
my ass sure is sore.
That's where you need
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
Designed to bring out data related to the patient's mental disorder.
Even though you told me that, I prefer having
irritation or pain or anxiety.
Agony, pain, and suffering is your responsibility.
But you know who's really responsible for this? It's
Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And he's going to die in front of you. And you're going to watch him die.
Hooray!
He's going to shrivel up and die a painful death.
My favorite way is the heat death.
And you're going to watch
him. That's what Fred came to see.
You can't tell someone.
Yes, I can.
Hi, Billy Mays here with...
If it ain't us, it's somebody else they want to kill.
Who's that? Some chicks?
It's that evil woman.
Sarah Palin.
And the half-hysterical unknown girl.
With large breasts.
That's Dan Rather, weeknights on the CBS Evening News.
Hi, everybody, I'm Dan.
Isn't it bad to tell a lie?
Gosh, yes it is.
Now, back to our story.
Today, as our story continues, Kent is waiting in a reception room of the hospital, hoping that the girl, whose identity is still unknown, will recover enough to
whirl around like a propeller.
Stop! Stop this craziness!
We want to know who is responsible and why.
We're 100% convinced that this person is responsible.
Yes? Who is it?
Johnny Mathis.
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you.
Did you know that every 7 minutes a person is born in this country without
brains?
Now, here's one that's a little different.
I'm Donald Trump, and I
can be a real pain in the butt.
At some point, a man must ask why God created him.
And then God said,
I do not like
Donald Trump.
Nobody does.
Well, he should have been
put in prison
long ago.
And each and every one of them agreed.
I began thinking about things other than
Donald Trump,
such as a kerosene camping stove.
Why don't you just go to the store, get some cosmetics,
and a spinal fluid test.
Keep the spine as straight as possible
by sliding it in and out.
In your spine,
it's tossing in the wind.
It landed right on Bugs Bunny's head
and killed it.
Bugs Bunny had learned his lesson.
And now,
the process which is so fundamental to human survival,
walk around insulting everyone and speaking in gibberish.
It's as simple as that.
More and more people are doing it, and some start pretty young.
What do you think?
On behalf of Texaco dealers and distributors,
go fuck yourself.
It whooshed and swooshed.
Boy, it smells good.
They're stinky now.
And now, here's Arnold Palmer to tell you about
disrespect for law and order.
I have to tell you, it's just a great time.
More than 800 police officers have died.
That was a good start, wasn't it?
The views shared here do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the
Ontario Police Department.
This is what they have to say on the subject of books.
They would represent for us a terrible danger and deadly menace.
So let's review a few of the concepts we've been working on, just to make sure I understand them.
Seriously, Red Quint, was there any creative privacy?
Yes, General. I understand.
And now, here's
Madonna and Paula Abdul.
They both have dicks.
I've learned something that I didn't know.
Did you know that every 7 minutes a person is born in this country without
lipstick or other cosmetics?
May I use your lipstick?
I don't like your red lipstick getting all over me.
Well, I sure did.
If this is the case, please write to Mr. Richard Owen, 1023 Broadway, San Francisco, California.
He will recite an incantation.
Noisy digger.
Well, thank you, sir.
This man is a qualified flight instructor.
And a 16-year-old girl.
Hi, my name is Joey Vieira.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Can I suck your dick?
Only during May.
All this happened
May 5th, 1966.
He was sucking a Cub Scout's dick.
I always did have a taste for seafood.
He does taste good.
Introducing the great big taste of
Head & Shoulders Shampoo.
It's the official drink of the Secret Squadron.
Try Head & Shoulders Shampoo,
or you will die.
In regular and conditioning formulas.
And even oyster shells.
If you cannot afford a chemical toilet,
then you won't end up like that man.
That fucking selfish, miserable cunt.
His name was Jerry Barker.
And he blew it.
Wonderful, happy man by the name of Andrew.
Jerry rubbed him down
until they were out of breath.
And when complete, indicates so with a done message.
All right. Well, bye.